Let's turn in the scriptures to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, we're looking at the whole chapter, verses 1 through 33. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 through 33. And God's people, these are God's words. Would to God ye could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostles, but though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge. We have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself that ye might be exalted because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely? I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do you service. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man. For that which was lacking to me, the brethren which came from Macedonia supplied. And in all things have I kept myself from being burdensome unto you, and so will I keep myself. As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Wherefore? Because I love you not? God knoweth. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I say again, let no man think me a fool, if otherwise yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. That which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly, in this confidence of boasting. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. For ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, wherein soever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings, often in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which cometh unto me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor under Areopagus, the king, kept the city of the Damascenes with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket I was let down by the wall and escaped his hands. Those are God's words. And here the apostle is continuing, Paul's continuing, addressing his opposition of the false apostles who have sought to tarnish Paul's name before the church in Corinth. And through verse 4, he gives his rationale for commending himself to them against these false men for their sakes, that they would be defended against the evil one, even Satan, and his use of these false men. That's Satan's use of these false men who preach another gospel. And then through verse 15, Paul is showing his equality with the other apostles, the true apostles that are sent by Jesus Christ, and the great dangers of the false apostles in Corinth who are deceitful workers. So it is in the church, friends, we ought to be warned, as Paul's warning about false apostles, we ought to be warned that there are today ministers and elders who are false, who pretend to be ministers of the gospel. They're deceitful workers who have transformed themselves into ministers and elders. Just as church members can sometimes convince elders of their false faith, so men can dupe sessions or presbyteries to ordain them, but they are nothing more than Satan's servants, and they show themselves at the right time in accordance with God's will. Remember, friends, even Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light to promote his kingdom of darkness on the earth and death. And then through the end of the passage, he gives his qualifications, his labors, and sufferings, which show by God's grace that he exceeds all of the false apostles. And so, friends, let's be in prayer for our elders and our minister and the ministers of our denomination, elders of our denomination, that the Lord would not allow ones who are false to be amongst us or wolves to be amongst us, but would protect us, his people. Now let's pray. Our Father, again, thank you for bringing us together this evening. We're thankful for your word. We pray that you would continue addressing us so carefully with warnings, as we've been hearing warnings not only in Corinthians, but also in Isaiah. And Father, grant us the continued warnings, that we would know that which is right and good and that which is evil and wicked, and that we would turn from every false way, knowing that you're the God of truth. And so we desire truth. We desire to know the truth and live out the truth. And so, Father, teach us your ways by the ministers that you have raised up, and give us discerning hearts as well, now that we would be like the Bereans, as we learn in Acts, always going back and studying the scriptures to make sure what is being taught and preached is so, according to your word and truth. And so give us that discernment of knowing good and evil. And only that discernment comes from you. And so we plead for it from you, the God of all truth and goodness. And so grant us by your grace these things. And Father, we ask that you would protect us from wolves, from those who would try to come in and cause divisions and corrupt the body of Christ and bring in false teachings. Even pray that about myself and Dave, that you would keep us from false teaching and you would make us to be faithful to your word, and correct us where we have erred and gone the false way. We even pray that you would guide us to be more faithful unto you where we are less faithful or unfaithful. If there are any idols here, we pray that you would turn us from them, and all the high places and all the altars would be torn down, and you would grant to us the freedom, the liberty of all of our consciences to be bound by you alone, by your word and your commandments. Father, we pray today also for our souls, that you would turn us from our sins and forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of our sins. And we're thankful for your promise that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all our transgressions in Christ, who is our advocate, even he, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. We're thankful he pleads for us. We pray that you would hear his pleas on our behalf. He who lives to make intercession for us, hear him and respond yes and amen, as you promised to do. For you are the God who is righteous and good and just in Christ your Son. And Father, we ask also that your name would be praised and you would be given all the glory, not only here in this place, but throughout the world. As we prayed this morning, that all nations would come to Christ your Son, that the leaders of our nation, that they would bow the knee and turn to Christ in faith for salvation, and they would rule according to your word, and they would be so bold as to lead this nation to covenant with Christ your Son and turn this nation from its heinous sins, and which seems to be ever growing in your sight. And so, Father, grant repentance. Grant your Holy Spirit amongst this nation to be poured out in revival, causing a great enlivening of hearts, which millions are dead in their trespasses and sins. So make them alive by your word and by your Spirit. And further, Father, we pray for our bodies. You would also heal those who are sick. Pray that you would heal Dina. You would be with Tim and strengthen his back and his organs that seem to affect him. We're thankful he was here today, though, even through the pain of it. And Father, we ask that you would continue to be this week with Jeannie, especially as she has surgery. Pray that you would oversee her and uphold her and grant her success in that surgery that she needs. Father, we ask that you would also be with Andrea and Jillian as they're in Grand Rapids with Reed, and bless them today and bless them when they do travel home. We're thankful they made it there safely. We ask that you would grant to your people good health, good immunity. Keep us from being sick, if that would be your will. And when it is not, Father, we pray that you would strengthen us and heal us in your Son, who is the great physician. As you heal our souls, we pray you would heal our bodies as well at the right time. And we praise you that you always heal your people at the right time, no matter how young or old. And we give you praise for this. Father, we also pray for our presbytery, knowing that we will meet at Synod next month, when Synod meets. And as well, Father, all the things that are happening, I think it is this week that the San Antonio Congregation Mission Church becomes organized, and so we give you praise for this, that you've raised up elders and seen fit in accordance with the presbytery to organize that congregation as a church with elders, and we give you praise for doing so. And this time I pray that you would grant a pastor for them. And thank you for the labors of those who continue to go there. We pray that you would cause that congregation not to be complacent or comfortable in their situation, knowing that they have a retired minister amongst them, which is a possibility that they might become comfortable with him. But Father, we pray that they would call a minister of the gospel, and that that man would be faithful and bold in preaching the good news of Jesus Christ, your Son. I pray for the other churches we often pray for in Colorado Springs and Washington, Iowa, and Houston. And grant also the same ministers to them that are faithful and bold and zealous for Christ, your Son. And Father, we pray that you would grant to us continued your word and not take it from us, and that you would not judge us, but receive us for Christ's sake. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.